The end is nigh, scientists back catastrophic UN climate warning. By Simon Kent on May 10, 2024. The UN has warned the world is teetering on the edge of a climate abyss, and a Guardian survey affirms hundreds of the world's climate experts agree with the globalist body, expecting global heating to pass the international target of 1.5°C. The outlet contacted what it called a series of leading climate figures who have reacted to the findings and nodded their heads in agreement. They recount the deep despair voiced by the scientists must be a renewed wake-up call for urgent and radical action to stop burning fossil fuels and save millions of lives and livelihoods. The collective views echo previous statements from the UN and its leadership that we may be approaching the end of the world as we know it. Some scientists go so far as to say the 1.5°C target was hanging by a thread, but it was not yet inevitable that it would be passed. If an extraordinary change in the pace of climate action could be achieved, the outlet continued. The Guardian sought the views of almost 400 senior authors of reports by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, noting almost 80% expected a rise of at least 2.5°C above pre-industrial levels, a catastrophic level of heating, while only 6% thought it would stay within the 1.5°C limit. Many expressed their personal anguish at the lack of climate action. The goal of limiting global warming to 1.5°C is hanging by a thread, said the official spokesperson for Antonio Guterres, the UN Secretary General, when approached by The Guardian. The battle to keep 1.5°C alive will be won or lost in the 2020s, under the watch of political and industry leaders today. They need to realize we are on the verge of the abyss. The science is clear and so are the world's scientists. The stakes for all humanity could not be higher. Related, John Kerry says Biden climate agenda so logical, I don't understand the opposition. Alok Sharma, the president of the COP26 climate summit in 2021, agreed, saying the results of the Guardian survey should be another wake-up call for governments to stop prevaricating and inject much more urgency into delivering on the climate commitments they have already made. He said world leaders needed to get on and deliver on the pledge they made to transition away from fossil fuels at COP28 in December. Read the Guardian report in full here. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.